The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Continuation, Hashem is in control. So, I guess it was Min HaShemayim that the telephone should hang up in the middle. If anybody's still with me, I'll continue. So we're saying that just like the seeds, it looks the same as a stone, but Hashem put into that seed a tremendous koyach to produce the big tree and whatever will come out of it. Same thing with each individual. It's true. We all look externally the same. And even ones with high-level intelligence and physical power look like they have more. But if you think of it, human intelligence and physical power is so little. It's so little that the most powerful human being can do. He's weaker than so many other creatures and other forces of nature for sure. And our intelligence also is so limited. The intelligence that we have in the world today is a result of thousands and millions of people thinking and examining and everything else. And this Yad HaShemayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reveal things in the course of history. So basically he's telling you, don't put your bitochen in these externally impressive things, because they do not have the power to do anything. The bottom line is, Hashem wants the person to have it, he will have it. And if a person doesn't want a person to have it, he won't have it. So we have to just be put up bitochen Hashem, and that is the thing that brings Siyata Shemai more than anything else. And another point is, another pasuk he brings is
Kol HaLashon.
That an oishik for rosh v'gezel mishpat said the tirbim medina. After time, you see there's all kind of things that people stealing from others and hurting others in your country. Don't be in question of how can such a thing happen. Ki gavoyim al gavoy Hashem gavoyim aleim. Hashem is watching over the whole picture. There's another people a mistake that many people make. They say, how could it be that there's so much evil in the world and so much cheating and stealing and immorality and wars and everything? If Hashem would be running the world, how could that happen? And the answer is that Hashem created the world with Bechira, and he knew that this is going to happen also. But he set up the world in such a fashion. But with that, there's a much deeper picture. Don't suffice with a superficial picture of the world. Look at the deeper picture of the world. And the deeper picture of the world is that all kinds of things are happening, but Hashem is watching over every individual. Nobody will get something that Hashem did not feel it was the right thing for him to get. And with this, we can have peace of mind, because whether it be in our personal lives or what we see, what's going on all over the world, you'd always rest assured everything is under control in Hashem's good hands. And if we have that peace of mind, like we said before, that'll bring us even a greater shmir than we had before.
Have a good day. The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.